Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? With Mario Lopez joining me now in studio. An amazing singer, my man, Adam Lambert. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. You look good, man. I like your gear today.
Thank you.
Looking sharp.
Thank you very much.
See, when you're tall and lean, you get away with all that stuff. So I saw you on IG.
Mario called me tall and lean.
Well, I mean, right?
I
not
win.
Exactly not, right? You were hanging out with Sam Smith in Catalina.
Oh, gosh. This old nugget. Yeah. Yes, I was. We went to Catalina. It was great. We rented a boat, brought our friends. And we
just
cruised
party?
To Catalina. We got a late start, so the only thing we had time to do was get to Avalon on the island, eat lunch, and turn right back around. And
really?
Back. But it was great.
So it was more like Gilligan's Island, a three-hour tour.
It was a three-hour tour. It literally was, yeah.
But you all made it, didn't get stranded.
We made it, yeah.
Okay, sure enough. And you also created a little online controversy with one of your posts where
Sam admitted
he doesn't like Michael Jackson's music. What?
I don't know. Internet
overreacting?
Maybe. It's not that deep. I mean, I think everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
Yeah.
And it was also taken out of context, and I didn't even mean to post the video. I was like, I got home. It was a long day at sea with some drinks, and I was like, I want to show off my new Gucci glasses.
Yeah.
And so I was looking through my phone to see what video I had, and my phone was on mute, and I didn't think about it, and I just posted it, and then someone was like, and I took it down because I felt really bad.
Oh, people. So all these keyboard gangsters out there like to patrol.
Yeah,
that's
man.
The worst.
And it was a bigger conversation. It was interesting. So anyway.
Yeah, no, that is interesting.
Yeah, no one there liked Michael Jackson, not just Sam. No,
I love Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I love Michael Jackson.
I love Michael
I'm just
Jackson.
Curious, but why doesn't he like him or what didn't
I don't know.
He like? He just,
don't
you don't know. Huh.
Don't know.
That's a trick.
You have to ask Sam.
Who doesn't like Michael Jackson?
Maybe he's just joking.
Yeah, maybe we're going to go with that. To give him the benefit of the doubt. All right. Well, Queen and Adam Lambert are returning to Vegas next month for a little residency. Congrats on that, man. That's cool.
Thank you very much.
Crown Jewels. What's the significance of the title? Because my mind just goes naughty.
Well, that's your fault.
Absolutely.
I think there's a little wink at the audience with that one, too. My mind went to the same place when I came up with it. I think it's the hits. It's the best of the best, and Queen and the Crown, and it's part of their logo, the crest and the crown. It's all in there.
Where is the residency at?
It's at the Park Theater.
Oh, great theater.
Which is great. I mean, there's been amazing residencies going in there, so I'm really excited to add our names to the list.
Yeah, beautiful new theater right across the street from T-Mobile right there. What's the set list looking like for these shows? The hits, of course. You guys covering anything else?
We have to do the Crown Jewels. We have to do the best of the best.
Yes.
You know, people come to see our shows and they want their favorite Queen songs. And there's so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a ton of hits.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to get through all those. And, you know, it can't be too long of a show. So I think that's going to be the set.
Yeah.
Those are the greatest hits.
Nice.
Yeah.
Get in and out.
And maybe there might be a couple little surprise things in there. I'm not sure yet. We're going to get there on the 28th, have a couple days to kind of.
Yeah.
Surprise ourselves and come up with something new, maybe.
Sprinkle in a couple of jams as well.
Yeah.
Why not? Of course. Brian Matron, 71.
I know. They're both, they both have so much energy. I get on stage with Brian and Roger and it's like.
That's inspiring.
I'm like, if I ever feel tired or want to like whine about anything, I stop myself and go, well, nope, these guys are still doing it and they're not complaining. So.
Has there been talk about how long they'd like to go and touring and stuff?
No, it's kind of one of those things we kind of take it as it goes, you know, like each time we go out on another leg of touring, it's kind of like, are we gonna do this again? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
They're very kind of chill about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever think it would go this long when you first started working
with them? I don't think I did. I mean, I'm just glad that I sang Bohemian Rhapsody for my Idol audition because if I hadn't have done that, I don't even know if it would have happened at all.
Yeah. What a trip to how it works
out. But after like the first time performing together, it was kind of like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I thought it was a once in a lifetime thing. And then we did a big tour together and then it led to another tour and it's like the gift that keeps on giving.
That's so
I'm
cool.
Very, very honored.
That's a total American story, by the way. You audition with a song, next thing you know, you're singing with the band.
I know. It's like you couldn't
write
it. Yeah.
Only
it's
in
crazy.
America.
Yeah.
And what's cool about it too is of course you also have your own music. You got a new solo album in the works. So what's inspiring these songs right now? What's the
You know, I definitely think that I learned a little bit from being on stage with Queen over the past few years, just in terms of what it takes to make a timeless song that connects with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get up there and I can see why it works, you know? And so I think I've tried to apply a little bit of that education to my project. It sounds a bit, I would say it sounds a little bit more soulful than some of the other stuff that I've done. I've tried to tap into a deeper place of feeling with some of this music. And you know, I think that's a product of me being a little older and wiser. And you know, been through some stuff, and I think it's in there. I think I feel like I can feel it more. So hopefully people agree.
That comes with age, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I think experience and sort of depth, I think is what I hope to be putting on these songs. And there's some fun stuff on there. There's some real good grooves and stuff, and there's some emotional music, and I'm so excited for people to hear it.
Looking forward to checking it out.
It takes a while. It's, you know, the, it's, I wish that fans would understand that it's not just the desire to put it out that it takes to do it. I mean, it takes, there's the business, there's the logistics, there's the
politics.
Finishing of the politics. And so I'm working on it. I promise.
Yeah.
I promise.
Well, like I said, we're looking forward to checking it out. And what's up with the social life? You got time for that? Anyone special?
I have a social life sometimes.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Every once in a while. I've been known to mingle.
I didn't know if you have a starter or just like a squad on the side. Guidelines.
I, you know, I'm traveling a lot, so it's kind of difficult to have anything like serious, but you know, I'm friendly.
That you are. And good for you.
Thank you.
And have fun.
I love making friends.
Yes. Yeah. Good. Yes. I'm going to see. That's cool.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's cool right there. Yeah. Sad news about the passing of Aretha Franklin. I came in here. You were listening to some music. Do you have a favorite, either song or moment or when you think about her?
I love Aretha Franklin. I mean, even from a young age, before I really understood my own voice, every time I would hear her, I'm like, wow, how does she do that? And like trying to understand as a singer, how is she making, how it's so effortless for her. And it was like elastic, her voice. It would just like do whatever she was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And now a little older, looking at it and listening to her, I'm like, you know, she was so connected to her feeling. It wasn't about the note or, you know, the technique. It was all about feeling. So I'm very inspired by that.
Yeah.
Actually, Freddie Mercury is on record saying that Aretha Franklin is like one of his favorite singers ever.
Wow.
And when he wrote Somebody to Love,
yeah,
it was actually sort of his Aretha Franklin song. He wanted to write a soul track.
Yeah, that makes sense. He nailed it too. He had a lot of passion.
Yeah, definitely.
And it came through, right?
And even you can hear it in like the phrasing of the song and the vibe of it. It's got more of that American soul to it.
Yeah, right on, man. I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers.
Bam.
Right? Current song obsession.
Oh, current song obsession. I'm bad at these. I have to think. What is my current song obsession?
It's not really that quick.
Well, I mean, today I've been listening to Aretha nonstop.
Okay.
Rocksteady is like one of my favorite ever. I was just listening to it when you walked in.
There you go.
There it is.
Last movie you saw in theaters?
What did I see? God, I don't really remember. I don't remember what the last one I saw was.
Nobody goes to the movies anymore.
Hopefully you guys can edit this so it seems rapid.
Yeah. Actually, no one actually does it rapid.
They put a lot of thought into
what's
it.
What's the last movie I saw?
Damn, it's been a minute.
Yeah, what was that action movie that just came out with the...
Mission Impossible?
Skyscraper?
No, before that. Man, I don't remember. I think I'm still on tour.
Okay, so we don't go to the movies. All right, that's fair enough.
I watch everything on my iPad and at home. Yeah, I watch all my shows.
Go-to cocktail.
Tequila.
Oh, see, you knew that.
On the rocks. Yeah, that one I know quick, right?
And good taste. Good taste, my friend.
My Clase Azul gets me going.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the one.
I'm going to have to hook you up with some Casa Mexico right here.
Yeah, Mario has his own tequila.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Great minds.
Nickname growing up?
It was either Ad Dumb, like on the playground. A little bit later, it was Madam, and that's kind of seems to stick sometimes. Lots of plays on the word.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Ooh, early on, I think Leonardo DiCaprio for sure. I remember watching Romeo and Juliet and just being like, wow, he's cool.
Was that before or after Titanic?
Before.
That was before. I forgot he made that movie, actually.
I know, I forgot with Claire Danes. I remember that.
Yeah. That's a Baz Luhrmann film.
It was in current times or something.
That's a great movie, actually. It's really smart.
Seen it forever.
Yeah. It's like, and they managed to keep all the Shakespearean dialogue, but it was really cool.
Yeah, that was a blast.
That was a good movie.
Before that, because he was really young. Yeah. That's right. Time travel destination.
Ooh. The 70s. The like middle, late 70s.
I'm gonna go with you.
Yeah,
that's wrong.
Yeah, it sounds like a good time.
Right?
I think I was alive then. Yeah,
you and I both.
Do a animal.
You could be one animal. Reincarnated, come back. What would it be?
Well, I think I'm a dog. Like, I think like I think that's my spirit animal. But I think if I wanted to be, if I could design it, I'd be like a wolf, you know, a little more fierce and ferocious.
Predator.
Yeah.
I
want to be able to, like, fend for myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, olivemario.com for tickets and tour dates. You can follow him on Twitter at Adam Lambert. Good to see you, man. Thanks
for
stopping
by. Good to see you, too. Yeah. My pleasure.
On with Mario Lopez.